Yeah, so I found out about the residency mainly through chance, but it seemed like a really good fit for me that it's kind of dealing with the boundaries of architecture, which is something that I'm interested in, but for me to be able to come in as a artist and as a sculptor, and work in this way, kind of with architects and surrounded by an architecture environment, but still in a more kind of fine art practice. So yeah, that's how I came to Linz.
You studied sculpture and environmental art in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
So most people which are listening to this interview may know a lot about sculptures, but I guess not that much about environmental art, because there isn't even a Wikipedia entry in German for it. So
I don't know if there is in English either.
Yeah, there is. I looked it up. Yeah.
Okay.
So as far as I know, it's about building a relationship between persons and the earth, or artists and the earth, so using natural materials. And
this is the kind of common conception that people have, is that when I tell people, they always imagine that I'm making work with leaves and sticks and stuff and the earth. But while it could be that, it doesn't, in the case of the course I was studying at Glasgow, it doesn't necessarily mean this. It's more about work that's not inside a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So another way you could put it would be public art, working more directly with local communities and responding to an environment. So an environment could be an urban environment, it could be a community.
And what about social concerns? Does it also play a role in your art?
Actually, when I was studying, my focus was more on the sculptural element, but since I left the course, I think I've actually been able to work maybe in a more environmental art, so to speak, kind of practice, because for me, working within an institution, within an art institution, is always going to limit you slightly and cut you off slightly from other communities, because it's a community within itself. So, yeah, I think my practice has probably become more public since leaving this course. Having this grounding and having lectures and teachers with this philosophy has probably, helped me, and I've been able to apply those things since I left.
But you chose pretty young to learn more about that particular field of art. So what was the reason that you said, yes, okay, I'll study environmental art?
It was more a case, in the UK, and the same in Linz, I guess, that certain courses will be fine art in general, so any medium, any kind of practice. But Glasgow, as it happens, their approach is to divide it into these three courses of sculpture and environmental art, painting and printmaking, and photography.
Mm-hmm.
So I think their reason for this is that, by specifying things, you can kind of go deeper into a subject. But for me, the decision was more to be in a place, and Glasgow was for me a more interesting place to be than other institutions that I'd looked at. So yeah, it was more to do with a city than a subject.
And after you graduated, you went for a residency to Germany. And which projects did you work then?
So I was working in a very small town, but the nearest city was Würzburg. And it was in a house that was housing asylum seekers, so kind of people whose applications were being processed, so they hadn't yet received the asyl. They were waiting to hear back. And me and another friend who'd been studying with me were invited there as artists in residence. But upon arriving, it became more apparent that the way that we needed to work was maybe something between being an artist and being more of a support worker, and kind of bridging these roles and letting those roles inform one another. And yeah, for me, as I say, like working within an institution, it always felt like you were slightly cut off from communities outside an art school community, and also the nature of academia that you have, you know, until this time to complete a project. But in this situation, we were living and working within the community that
we
were.
So it's a different feeling.
And much more flexible about ways of approaching it and being able to build up a relationship and a research of the environment that we were in and respond to it. And just by living with people as well, you get to know more what their interests are, and so you can make something that's much more responsive and much more inclusive and plays to people's talents and expertise. So yeah, there were a couple of people who had been tailors. Yeah, so then we made some flags and stuff and got a sewing machine and eventually made a film with people that was primarily devised by people living there and then edited by myself and another artist.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the themes which inspire you the most in your work, or thoughts that you put in your work, and maybe questions you want to ask for a society or something like this.
Yeah, I mean, this project is maybe coming from another ongoing project that began with a very simple impulse of wanting to make something that was referencing the proportions of a car. And out of that, I think, grew an interest in our relationship with machines, with mobility, with also kind of public and private space, that the idea of cars as kind of mini exercises in architecture that are privately owned spaces within a public realm. And the previous works that I'd made were always static, always in one place, and one was in a car park, in a public car park. But yeah, for the project in AFA, I was really interested in what happens when they actually are mobile objects, what happens when they move, and they can move into different public spaces and they can be maybe more adaptable. So yeah, for example, at the moment I'm making three kind of movable sculptures, and one of them is more or less referencing a wheelie bin. So yeah, like this object that, you know, each person, it relates to an individual, but it exists in a public space. It's transportable, so it's kind of half wheelie bin and half also a seating object. So yeah, I'm kind of imagining that maybe it can be moved, but then also have moments of being static and of being a useful kind of functional object or something. Maybe the person that's moving it can have a rest and sit down with it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the project you're working now during your residency in AFO. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about your performance, which is coming soon on 28th September.
Yeah.
And it is, as far as I know, from AFO to Salzam. So it's a moving performance.
Yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully the weather is better.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
But I guess it will be like sunniest day in September. I hope so.
Yeah, just before I came here today, I just put the first pair of wheels onto one of the objects. So I was quite relieved because it's moving quite smoothly. Because in this situation, you really don't want to give someone something that's going to break their back when they're trying to move it.
Yeah.
So the plan is to go from the square outside AFO, which I think is in itself a really interesting public space.
And it's not used that much, you know. Just sometimes when there is an exhibition in AFO, maybe this place is also used for the exhibition. Mm-hmm. But as public space, it isn't used that much. And I guess this is a really important point.
Although I think it's maybe not used formally that much, but because I'm so, as part of the residency, I get to stay in the AFO building in this amazing apartment at the top, so I have a view of the square outside 24 hours if I want. And in the evening, it's actually quite populated. And
really?
Yeah, it's, well, mainly teenagers, but sometimes. The other day there was a big party of adults that were making this like obstacle race there and stuff, and I think it was okay. just their own initiative. So for me, that's really interesting how spaces get used informally and by people's own choice and prerogative, that how that influences the space and yeah. the way so, it's used.
Okay, maybe it gets more. I'm mostly there during the day, and there are
yeah.
some kids which are skating or something like that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
but not
no, people
that
really
much
come
people.
With like some music systems.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the same anywhere when you're a teenager and you haven't got any indoor spaces
yeah,
in
sure.
the evening that accept
you,
so you
yeah.
go to the outside yeah. and yeah, there's nice seating and the water fountain, and how does that influence people's behavior
mm.
is something that interests me. So
yes, yeah, so there it starts on Herbert Bayer Platz, and then it goes on to Salzamt, also a beautiful building.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. And it's the exhibition opening for Kristallin 36.
Yeah, so,
so
I
it's the opening performance,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know.
Yeah, so it's a group exhibition of maybe about 5 or 7 artists mm. or something. And yeah, I think there's some crossover concerns in the work and the theme of the
yeah.
exhibition.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So when this performance is finished, you will stay a little bit longer in Linz, I guess? Or
not that not much longer. I already leave on the 1st of October.
Okay.
So that's pretty soon,
yeah.
yeah.
So that's the last big thing you will do
yeah.
in Linz, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's my
okay.
leaving parade.
Yeah. But it will be a nice one, I'll be sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, it's definitely somewhere that I'd like to come back to, and I really see why it attracts people. I think, yeah, it's a very manageable place to try to do something new and interesting, and there certainly seems to be an interesting community of people.